Willie Joe.
You know, I think you made a mistake there. You're not supposed to shoot that in your dick.
No, he isn't, Moore said.
Willie Joe stood up with a bright smile. That's supposed to go in your pussy.
Ibor was doubled up in pain.
Shit, immune system.
Yeah, little mix-up. Sorry, some girl must have got yours. No fun for her either.
Moore stared at Ibor's convulsions.
They said it would be sudden and painless.
One out of two. He picked up his cap off the floor. He set the cap on his head and straightened it, looking at the mirror on the wall. He saluted whoever was behind the mirror, probably Bobon and the warden.
You want to take it from here?
Moore didn't answer at first. He was watching Ibor, who had fallen off the chair, rigid, and was slowly moving his limbs around, his jaw locked open in a silent scream.
I said you want to take care of it?
Sure, Moore said, not looking up. Papers already made out. Bad drug reaction.
I'll say. Willie Joe wrinkled his nose at the smell. Think I'm gonna die some other way.
He pushed the screen door open, stepped out, and took a deep breath. The golden pasture smelled wonderful, a mile or more from the early morning highway fumes. He stepped over the white line painted on the sidewalk, the symbolic wall, and pulled out the antenna on his phone.
Where you guys at? He said. 5 minutes, then. Running behind and we ain't even started.
There was no anger in his voice, though. He selected a joint from his wallet and lit up, smiling, and walked into the trees to his left, away from the rising sun. There was still a little mist close to the ground. The woods were dark, but he didn't need the flashlight he'd used coming in. He followed a path of pine needles, an exercise trail for the staff and a few trusted inmates. In front of him, the darkness rustled, and he was down on one knee, pistol out. Shit! In the woods without a bodyguard. He hustled sideways, to crouch behind a fat, twisted oak. Silence. Just a squirrel or a bird. If someone was after him, he wouldn't make no noise. Just wait. You never hear the one that gets you. But he strained to see down the dark path, looking for motion. Too many people knew he was here, alone. Maybe that was not too bright. But you gotta trust somebody. Or do you? His knee was getting wet. Noiselessly, he switched to a squatting position, still staring down along the barrel into the darkness. Come on, bright boy. He heard the high-pitched hum of the car wind down as it approached, and the crunch on the gravel when it parked on the shoulder a couple of hundred yards away. He worried the phone out of his pocket, clumsy with his left hand, punched one number with his thumb and whispered,
Car. Bobby. We might have a situation here. You and Solo get out of the car. Get ready to cover me. It probably ain't nothing.
He winced when the car door slammed. Maybe that was good, though. He stepped into the open and walked down the trail, at first holding the pistol out. A squirrel scampered across the path, about where the noise had come from. He tracked it, leading just a hair, and then relaxed.